There are thousands of veterans from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan who reside in the Tampa Bay area. And this Saturday at the USF Sundome, there will be an event that will provide a variety of services for those ex-vets. Nolan Henson is a program director of the James A. Haley Hospital, the host of Saturday's event.
Excited about the event, our program that we put together this year. We're primarily calling this one-stop shopping. We're going to have 21 colleges there for the veterans to talk to the different schools so that they can look at what type of school they want to go to if they're planning on going to college. We have 40 employers there, so if they're looking for a job, they will be able to apply for jobs at that point. We have service organizations that will be there to talk to them about different things in the community that can help them, along with, of course, the medical care as far as us telling them about what type of medical care and benefits we can provide for them. In addition, we're going to also have, classic car show, and then we're going to also have some entertainment for the children, for those people that bring their children along.
Of course, at James Haley, it's well known as a great facility for veterans who've had injuries coming back from the war. A lot of course, mental issues that some of these vets have and the difficulties they have in relocating back into a regular American society on a psychological level or having to do with post-traumatic stress disorder. Will there be people there to be able to talk about that?
We have a full complementary team of mental health that will be there that can talk about any issues from prisoners of war, substance abuse, post-traumatic stress disorder, homeless outreach, family readjustment. So we will have someone to talk about the full aspects of any portion of mental health that the veteran might have a question about.
There are certainly thousands of veterans in this area, in the Tampa Bay area. Obviously, talking to people like us is a way to get the word out.
We tried to do media alerts. We've gone to the radio stations like yourself to talk about public service announcement. We've gone to the news media, television, to ask them to help us in this event. Because, we have veterans out there. Some are pretty in tap with what's going on. They'll see messages readily. Some won't. So we need to have multiple ways to reach out to them. And certainly this type of event is a way to doing that, but certainly the news media, the radio stations and stuff are going to be a key part of helping us get that message out.